My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Are we overrating Kevin Stefanski?
Well, we're being told we're homers.
We're being told we're overrating Kevin Stefanski. We're being homers, but everybody else. See, this is got to be a weird twilight zone. Barely get the words out. We're in a weird twilight zone here, because in Cleveland, we've looked at Mike Tomlin with, no one wants to admit it, we've looked at Mike Tomlin with reverence for a long time. Everywhere else in the NFL has looked at Mike Tomlin with reverence. In Pittsburgh, they think he sucks. And they think that it's time for him to go, and they thought it was time for him to go. That's why I still think he was probably doing that just to spite us, because he's pony and he's goof. I looked at what Kevin Stefanski did last year, and I got to go by only what I've seen recently. And I know I've been burned by this before. I got burned by it when it came to Freddie Kitchens and Mike Vrabel, and that was a stupid comment by me, because Freddie Kitchens had never coached a game in his life. So that was a very, very stupid comment. But when I compared these two head coaches, for 17, 18 years now, Mike Tomlin has done a wonderful job. But right now, would you still rather have Mike Tomlin as head coach of the Browns, or would you rather have Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I thought that we
Mike
were
Tomlin's
even,
a hell of a coach, it's a hell of an
and
argument.
And I've liked Mike Tomlin forever. I think it's gotten stale in Pittsburgh. I do think there's obviously a limited ceiling there. Part of that's not Tomlin's fault. They don't have the quarterback. I do think Tomlin dragged his feet way too often over that offense over the years, and it was incredible that they kept running that out, knowing that it just couldn't work with that offensive line. I feel like Kevin Stefanski would have freshened that up. He would have made every attempt, because also his job would have been on the line. See, Tomlin's job has never really been on the line there. The natives are getting restless, though, and I think they are losing a lot of faith just in him. How many years can you go without a playoff win? When's the last playoff win that the Steelers even have? I think Big Ben got one in, was it 2016?
16, I believe.
Yeah, man, that's the Steelers we're talking about.
J.J. Watt came in T.J. Watt came in 2017. They have not won one.
Well, an organization like that, and here we are, you accuse Nick and Dustin of being your home for Pittsburgh Steeler football.
No, right here. We'll take that. We'll take that.
An organization like that, like if you're a Steeler fan out there who listens to this, we got a few Steeler fans who listen, including one of the other coaches on the team who heard me talking about the holding up the fourth quarter thing yesterday. We got to find a new thing. Anyway, if you're a Steeler fan and you want to move on from Mike Tomlin, you have to hope for a bottoming out. We have to hope that the thing crashes and burns, that this is a year where it just doesn't work together. TJ Watt's a fantastic player. I actually like their defense. You have to hope that it goes in the wrong direction.
And they have wasted a great defense for a long time.
But
now,
if it went, if it were like a 6-11 season or a 5-12 season, that would be a point where Mike Tomlin would probably throw up his hands and go, "Okay, that's enough." The Rooneys, because they're not going to fire him. They're going to have a walking away, a mutual parting of ways. It would be, and Mike Tomlin would probably quote unquote retire, and then just come out of retirement if he were going to coach another team or USC or anything like that. Like that's what he would do. He would retire because he's won a Super Bowl there, and that's how they do it. It's a family business, and that's a good thing because I think they've done it the right way and making sure that the kids stay as sharp as possible, and they learned it the hard way, right? But because of those lessons that are learned, and because it's instilled, they know what it was like from 1933 on to the 1970. They know what that was like just being out there in a wasteland. And they never want to go back there. And that's why they're not going to move very quickly. Other organizations would have made knee-jerk reactions and fired Mike Tomlin because he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. They're not going to do that because you would look at a lot of those other organizations and go, you're nowhere near as successful as Pittsburgh. And so when Kevin Stefanski is here, and they didn't move on from him after the 2022 season, where I was getting questions. I remember I was on Brinson's podcast when he was on Pick Six, and he's going, he's not in any danger at all. I go, no, he's not. They know what this situation is. Now, 2022 was an interesting year for a lot of reasons. 2021, they weren't going to move on from Kevin Stefanski. They're going to try to push that thing out. That's why when it comes to Kevin and Deshaun Watson, one of the major questions fans have to ask themselves, we hope it goes right, but if it doesn't, you know, which one do the Haslams pick? Because you might have a situation where it just becomes untenable. Maybe he gives up play calling. If it doesn't go well, maybe he gives up play calling in 2025. But if you think the vibes around the quarterback were wishy-washy with the fan base this year, if there's no performance, it's going to be a bad situation next year where nobody's going to be interested in him. And then it feels like you're just left holding the bag. So if you were to move on, then you have Stefanski, then you have X, but it almost feels impossible to move on because of the money that's owed. That's why this year is so important, because it has to go in the right direction. He has to prove that he's the right quarterback for the future, because he can help the head coach right now be the head coach of the future for many, many years, because that part of it seems to be solidified.
Do you know, or do you, I don't, has this been settled yet about why we have a new offensive coordinator for the Browns? Because I've heard some of the critics of Stefanski say that was basically the team, the organization, they put that on him. They forced him to go out of the building to go find somebody new.
You want my answer? I think it's an uncomfortable answer. I think that they are looking at this going, how can we fix is not the word, save is not the word. How can we jumpstart what's going on with Deshaun Watson? Because you can't deny, and non-Browns fans roll their eyes, you can't deny the flashes. The flashes are there. The flashes are there in camp. You can't deny that. But what you can deny is the consistency. So we need somebody to come together and find that offensive system that helps a big body quarterback who can be mobile, and Ken Dorsey has that pedigree, can help a big body quarterback who can be mobile, wants to be mobile, but also needs to take control of himself and control his arm. And we need to figure out a happy medium here. Because Kevin Stefanski, if there's a criticism here, and it's helped them win a lot of regular season football games and has put them in the playoffs twice, he does come off very conservative. A lot of heavy packages, a lot of fullback operation, a lot of run between the tackles, you know, 12 taking care of everybody, 12 personnel taking care. Like, that's what he does. And I think when you have a guy like Kevin Dorsey, okay, how can I take advantage of slot receivers? Where can I put my slot receivers that are going to be easy bingos to Deshaun Watson, that's going to keep my linebackers, and we're getting nitty-gritty here, to keep my linebackers honest, then he can take off and run if he needs to, or give him the space that he can find somebody else, give him the time that he can find something else, because I should have a good offensive line. Blitzes should not be a huge problem. He's got to be able to find the wide receivers. And he can do that, and that's why you bring in a guy like Ken Dorsey, because it's going to expand without expanding, if that makes sense. The use of slot receivers is going to be very important to this offense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.